Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
President Trump reinstates the troops who were fired for refusing the COVID shots. We're going to be talking about this development next on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, this has been so encouraging, Matt, to watch President Trump, who's been a huge supporter of our troops from his first term, and now you see it now. And he realized the importance of having strong troops to defend our country, whereas the previous administration was trying to totally destroy our military.
Yeah, so he's now signed an executive order to reinstate service members forced out of the military for taking a stand and refusing the experimental COVID shots under the Pentagon's unlawful and now rescinded mandate. The order states that all service members who are reinstated will be restored to their prior rank and receive full back pay, benefits, bonuses, or compensation.
And you know, this is so encouraging. I mean, I'm sure many of them probably don't want to come back. They've already changed their lives, made new decisions, but they should be compensated for the agony that they have endured from the Biden administration and separating their families and cutting them off and et cetera, because we defended many of them.
Yeah, we defended so many of them, and they were such good people. Mm-hmm. It was one of the most memorable times of litigation in my career. Just to be able to have the privilege and honor to defend the defenders of freedom and to hear their stories and work with them and our whole staff was so committed.
Oh, yeah. People who love God and love our country. How better can you get, you know?
These were the cream of the crop.
Exactly.
I mean, they loved God. They loved our country.
And many were high officers that had worked their lives to get where they were in the military.
Some of those were just before the 20th year where their full retirement pension would vest. And some of them were post 20 years. And they loved the military, mm-hmm. But they never realized that the enemy, which was the enemy exterior, was now the enemy interior, their own Pentagon.
We had these TV generals running the show, and they just wanted to destroy our military, pushing the LGBT stuff, pushing the shots, and all the other propagandas. And here, we lost many of them that were kicked to the curb.
And sadly, you know, if President Trump was in office at that time, when these mandates came into effect on August of 2021, we would still have men and women alive today. Some of them died because we know of at least two that committed suicide from the pressure. And we know of others who died from the shots or others who are permanently injured from the shots. We know of pilots who can't fly anymore because of the adverse reactions from these shots.
And, you know, they used the women as experimental guinea pigs, so to speak, with the COVID shots.
Well,
many who lost their children as a result.
They also used the families,
right.
You know, the spouses, the children, as experimental data points to provide to Pfizer. And the families of the military members did not know that they were part of this secretive study that the military was providing all this data to Pfizer.
Right, and all those women had miscarriages and were left infertile because of this. It's just horrific.
Well, under the COVID shot mandate, which was effective from August of 2021 to January of 2023, the Pentagon uniformly denied most of the 36,500 religious accommodation requests it received from troops to abstain from the harmful shot. And they involuntarily discharged more than 8,300 service members for refusing to take the shot.
You know, and many times they were doing it, I think of the Coast Guard, they were doing like blanket denials. They just had a form and they would send it to everybody. Despite your situation here, you're being denied.
It was all of them, but it was, we actually put on the witness stand people from the United States Navy because they denied the commander of the Navy warship.
And we saw some of the forms they were just using, blanket denials.
And they said, oh, no, they would have the standard that they did an individualized review, but they didn't. They were just blanket denying them, and they just had that standard language. And they were lying. I mean, that was the shocking thing. On the one hand, to see the faithfulness of these men and women, some of whom literally have purple hearts because they were shot injured in some foreign land like Afghanistan or Iraq or someplace, and they wanted to stay in the military, they were being forced against their religious beliefs. And then on the other hand, the military was lying. They were saying, oh, no, we're individually analyzing them. And the Religious Freedom Restoration Act requires that the government have a compelling interest and that they show that compelling interest to the specific person. They can't just say a blanket interest. They have to say that they have a compelling interest that this particular person, this commander of the Navy warship, this particular individual military service member has to receive the shot. And they didn't do that. And so they denied them. And some of these people were pushed out. In fact, remember the case of the two lieutenants. And one of them was our client. And we did a temporary restraining order, filed it on Friday, filed it on Wednesday, got a temporary restraining order on Thursday. He was going to be discharged on Friday. And then another one, same unit, same requirement. He was going to be fired on Friday, but he wasn't our client. So we went to the preliminary injunction hearing the following week. We got that extended for our client. But by that time, the person who was not our client had already been discharged. So it's kind of like one was taken and one was left, if you will. But they were pushing them out. That would he would be one of the 8,300 people. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to stay in the military. He didn't want to go. There's also other people that were close to, within a couple of months of their 20th year retirement, and they were being forced out. There were people originally that committed suicide because the pressure was so great, because originally in 2021, before the end of the year, between the mandate and before the end of the year, they were forcing them to get the shot or get discharged dishonorably. And that would be like a felony that they would never be able to recover from.
Well, you know, President Trump has stated that there should never have been a COVID shot mandate. That should never have happened. And what's happening now fulfills his campaign promise and also the newly confirmed Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, who said during his confirmation hearing that these service members will be apologized to and would be reinstated and reinstituted.
We already have some of our service members, one of our top-ranking service members that we represented, that has already received an email from the Trump administration, from the Pentagon, welcoming him back in with all welcome and compensation and back pay and so forth. And it was a nice email to see. So all of our individuals, some of them, like you said, they've already moved on. They are in private life and they've moved on and they should still be compensated. Other people, however, would like to go back. They love to serve. Now they can, amazingly, they can love God and love their country at the same time. Mm-hmm. But under Biden administration, you could only love your country, quote unquote, but not love God.
Right. I mean, you think about these military, they're already, so to speak, pincushions for all these shots they have to take. And they realized this is an experimental drug. This is an experimental shot, has not been properly tested, and it uses aborted fetal cells.
Yeah.
So I opt not to take this. And so you should never force this on anybody.
Well, the White House fact sheet says that this move is about correcting an injustice made by the Biden administration. It says also, quote, in spite of the scientific evidence, the Biden administration discharged healthy service members, many of whom had natural immunity and had dedicated their entire lives to serving our country. For refusing the COVID vaccine, government redress of these wrongful dismissals is overdue, read the fact sheet from the Trump administration. It goes on to say, quote, such dismissals likely had a chilling effect on recruitment, with the Department of Defense missing the collective recruiting targets by around 41,000 recruits in fiscal year 2023.
Yeah, but meanwhile, the Biden administration, Fauci, and all those people were salivating about this because they were making a lot of money from all these shots being required.
You know, I can say unequivocally that the military missing its recruiting goals was because of the Biden administration.
Absolutely.
Because we have people that were lifelong, I mean, 39 years, Lieutenant Colonel Pete Chambers, military family history and others.
And his father, his grandfather. Yeah.
And he said, you know, to his son, no, it's not time, not a good time to join the Army. But now it is, mm-hmm. you know, and in fact, just in 2 weeks or less, the morale in the military has gone sky high because there's a new commander in chief, there's a new secretary of defense, and the new day has arrived. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.